Well, doesn't mean it's the right solution for Britain.
I was talking there to Christian Walmar of Rail magazine. Now, do you remember the days when the World Service sounded like this?
But now on BBC World Service, we go back in time.
Hello, Paul Burnett, here in London with the Vintage Chart Show, in which we showcase a classic top 20 from the past.
Before the birth of the internet, listening to the radio on shortwave was often the only way to catch your favourite programme. There was always a big problem with shortwave, of course, the relentless interference, whistles, fading and retuning needed. But now shortwave broadcasters are attempting to go digital, so their signal sounds like crystal clear FM. A standard for global digital radio called DRM is already used by many broadcasters, including the BBC. But there is a snag with this technology too, and that is a lack of affordable receivers. So there's much excitement about a new product being unveiled right now at the Consumer Electronics Fair in Las Vegas. It's a new computer chip by the manufacturer NXP, which allows all the world's digital radio formats to be decoded by one radio set. India and Russia are thought to be the most promising initial markets for the new digital radios. Alexander Zink is vice chairman of the DRM Consortium, and he spoke to me from Las Vegas.
2 years ago, roughly, India finally decided to adopt the DRM standard nationally. And right now, we see the rollout of the first transmitters being installed. So you see, the whole process takes a while, but it is at a tremendous speed at the moment, not just in India, but also in other countries, like in Russia, for example.
But at the moment, the cost of a typical radio set using this technology puts it out of the reach of an ordinary person in India.
Well, at the moment, this huge market is just about to be addressed, because right now we see the rollout of transmitters. Now, the next step is that all the receiver manufacturers get together, form an alliance, and bring radios to the stores and to the shops. And all the radios we see today are based on very generic processors, which of course bring the price up. So if you have a dedicated radio chipset, that brings the price down. And this is why the dimension of this announcement of NXP is that enormous and tremendous. To make those chipsets available to receiver manufacturers so that they can start producing in mass scale. And as you know, with any digital technology, as soon as you reach the mass scale, the prices will go down dramatically and quite immediately.
That was Alexander Zink of the Digital Radio Mondial, or DRM, consortium. Well, let's catch up now with the stories making the headlines as a new business day begins in Australia, where there's real concern.